Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, this is Tim Stafford with the Stevie Anderson Radio Show right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. We are just delighted to have you today. Thanks for showing up on an odd week. I know that usually we do this the first and third Thursdays of the month, but this month, if I was going to be honest with y'all, next week is my birthday. I know, it's selfish of me, but it's my birthday next week, and I'm doing something with my wife and my family on Thursday, so I asked Stevie if we could do it this week instead of next week so that we can make sure to get a show in about one of my favorite subjects, and that is Thanksgiving. And so this is our special Thanksgiving show. We talked about it on our show last week that we wanted some people to call in. If you're listening right now, the sound of my voice, it's 7 o'clock Eastern right here. It's Thursday the 14th of November. And so couple of things. I want to make sure I give you some information. If you're listening right now live, or if you show up live later, you can call in. Tell us your Thanksgiving story, maybe why you like Thanksgiving, or what's your favorite Thanksgiving food, or maybe a funny story about Thanksgiving, or whatever you want to talk about. We would love to talk to you. The call-in number is 323-417-6724. That's 323-417-6724. And if you call in, we'll just get you on. Just be patient, okay? So it'll take us a couple of minutes to get on because, you know, we get talking and laughing about stuff, and sometimes it takes us a minute or so to get you in. But I promise you, we'll get you in if you're on the line. And without any further ado, of course, our host with the most is Stevie Anderson. Stevie, I know you're in Louisiana. You've taken a big trip, and so you finally arrived today. And what's happening?
Man, nothing much, Tim. How's your day? How's your evening going? You know, we're back to another beautiful evening today. How's it going this week?
Well, you know what? It's going fine. I'm in my other studio space here, my house, my home office, and I smell tacos, and I love tacos.
Well, you know what? You can't go wrong with tacos now. You can't go wrong.
That's right.
You never can go wrong with tacos. It's simple, tasty. And filling.
That's right.
You know, you're right.
That's right.
But you know, Tim, it's that time of the year. Quite sure you're feeling like everyone else. It's a rush part of the year. Just rushing.
Yeah.
Because two major seasons coming up, major times of Thanksgiving, in which we'll be talking about this evening, and also two Christmas coming around. And I know probably yourself, you have so much on your mind, and everyone else probably out there listening, that, this part of the year, you know, you try to plan forward, after Christmas goes over, you'd be like, you know what, I'm going to get a head start in May, I'm going to be ready the next year, I'm going to be ready. And what do you know, you never, ever, I don't care how much you prepare for it, it's always a rush, always.
Right. That's right. That's right. This seems to be one of those seasons, you know, that you just, it's something about it. You get through Halloween, and then it's like somebody amps up turns up the volume, and you're just like crazy for 2 months, and then we're all crashing and burning the 1st of January. I don't know why we do it to ourselves, but we just do it to ourselves. And this, you would think that the holiday times would be times that we would slow down and contemplate and think about life and have a cup of coffee and smell the roses, but that's not what happens. We just get on hyperdrive.
Not what happened.
I know.
You know, and that's why at the end of the day we have this time of the year, which is it's Thanksgiving. So
I know.
Let's talk about Thanksgiving. Let's talk about it.
You
know what about Thanksgiving? You know about Thanksgiving, I'm going to give a little history right here on Thanksgiving, briefly, which is an annual tradition. It's been an annual tradition since the 1863.
Wow.
And, yeah, in the United States. It's been celebrated since 1863.
Hmm.
And, but they called also to the event, what you call the first Thanksgiving, was celebrated, that was celebrated with the pilgrims after the first harvest in the New World in 1621. So this is a huge, huge time of the year. A lot of history.
Right.
Tons of history. And in 1621, this feast lasted for 3 days and was attended about 50 or more pilgrims and 90 American Indians. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So
wow.
we should, you know what, we should have a lot to be thankful for. And I'm glad, Tim, that from Abraham Lincoln to the Pilgrims, I'm glad everyone met. And the reason why is because you cannot beat this time of the year. This food, this Thanksgiving food, I don't care if you're not even celebrating Thanksgiving. Let me tell you, Tim, you cannot beat that Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving dinner, Tim. You cannot beat it. I mean, it's nothing like getting that dressing, that cranberry sauce.
Yeah. I know.
If you want to go, my mom, when she was living, she'd do ham. But even the turkey, you can't go wrong with Thanksgiving dinner. And you know something?
I know.
I told my dad a while back, I was saying, you know what? Thanksgiving, you know, you can eat a plate here, eat a dinner of Thanksgiving food, and you can go to your neighbor's house, your friend's house, another 2 hours and eat another plate, and then you can go another 2 or 3 hours and eat another plate. It never stops. You never get full on Thanksgiving. What's that about?
I know.
You never get full on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You can just keep eating and eating. Any other holiday, you will fill up. But for some reason, Thanksgiving, you just can eat forever. And you know what? I love it. I really do. I love it. This is the day I think you can just eat. This is the day of Thanksgiving. This is the holiday where you can eat all you want. There's no limit to how much you want to eat.
Well, I will tell you about one limit, though. There was one time when I was a kid, I think I was about 12 years old, that my family used to always make these rolls. You know, you get them in a package, and they're not quite cooked. You have to cook them up. And those are, so they come right out of the oven, and you put butter on them, and they are so good. Well, I couldn't stop eating those things. Man, I think I ate like a whole box, like, you know, like 12 or 13 of them. I just ate so many. And I was so sick because, of course, the problem is when you eat those yeast rolls, they continue to rise in your stomach, and I was just a mess. And so you have to have a little bit of moderation there, Stevie. Otherwise, you're gonna find yourself, in trouble, you know, like I was as a young person. But you're right, though. It seems like, you know, no matter who you are and no matter what part of the country you come from and really no matter what, sitting around with your family on Thanksgiving and eating that big old meal, that's just got to be one of the best things ever.
Best ever. And, you know, they said Thanksgiving, the meaning is of Thanksgiving says that it's an act of giving thanks, an expression of gratitude, and especially to God.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes on to say that, when you say expression to God, gratitude, and basically gratitude is the quality of being thankful. And, you know, basically ready to show appreciation and return kindness to one another.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think, you know, we're saying there are some people out there, Tim, that would not get a Thanksgiving dinner. There are some people out there that will receive a Thanksgiving dinner and still won't be thankful for what they have and what they've seen, what they've accomplished thus far.
Right.
So we have to, that's the sad part of it in a situation that you have someone can get a dinner, get a plate of Thanksgiving food, and all of a sudden there's someone wish they had. And in a sense, just thankful to be walking, to be moving forward, thankful to be living without limbs, thankful to be able to see but can't speak, being able to hear but can't see.
Right.
And we forget those things of being thankful that if you look at yourself in the mirror, you could stand up, look in the mirror, and you see yourself. There are some people can't even stand up. There are some people that can't even see. And it just keep going down. There's some people, many of them will leave this world tonight.
Right.
And there's some, right, of course, that it doesn't matter either way. But at the end of the day, we need to be thankful for what we have and keep moving forward. We have to sit down and, like I said, you know, once we sit down and we're mingling, like the pilgrims back in the day in the Indians, you know, we have to sit down with during this time of Thanksgiving, be appreciative, be kindness to others. These are things that, these are the ingredients that we're missing, in the recipe. These are the things
for
that
sure.
We're missing. And we have to get our focus back and be thankful, Tim. You have to be thankful. You know, everyone's going to go through things in their life, and affect little things. Some things little affect people differently. Something little can affect someone in a major way, but someone else is like, that's nothing. But at the end of the day, we need to start teaching our youth and letting them know to be thankful. You know, and that's what I think today, especially us, a lot of us, we're not thankful enough. You know, sometimes like, okay, you sometimes have to look back. You got to look back now. You have to look back and be like, you know what? Okay, I have this, I have that. I want to move forward. Okay, I'm going to be thankful today and work hard to achieve what I can do thus far. If I don't achieve it, maybe I can help someone else to achieve it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And these are the things that we cannot forget about in life. And Thanksgiving is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful time of the year. And it's something how it's set up, how you go to Thanksgiving, and then you go right to Christmas. But Thanksgiving it just keeps getting better and better. People work their whole life and have a hard. A lot of people had a hard time this year. A lot of people did, of all different nationalities, of all different shapes and sizes, had a hard time. And some people had a fantastic year to this point. And if we're not where we need to be right now, as a person, still be thankful for what you have, because it's a time for everything to happen.
Right. Right. Well, I can tell you that you know, the past will always reveal the footprints. You know, in my life, I have come to understand that the past will always reveal the footprints of God. When sometimes in the present and in the future, that's hard to see, especially when you're going through something. You know, I know this year for my family has been very difficult. But, you know, as I look back on some of the things that we went through, I can see prints of God. I can see where, you know what, I mean, he really was providing for us, even though it was difficult at the moment. And we have faced some difficult days, and we'll face some difficult ones to come. The you know, to look back, and Thanksgiving for me is such an opportunity for us to do that, to look back and say, you know, man, look at the last year, look at the last 5 years, look at where we've come, look at the things that, you know, we've been through. And, you know, any negative situation can have a positive impact on your life. It's just, you just have to understand that negative things happen to people. It is what it is. And yet, at the same time, it's the negative things that have happened in my life. And I don't know if this is true for you, but for me, the negative things that happened in my life are the ones that shaped me the most. They're the ones that honed me the most. They're the ones that mellowed me out the most when I needed that. They're the ones that really helped shape who I was, who I am. And, you know, I needed those things to happen in order for me to really understand, you know, the things that you know, who I really needed to be and how I needed to grow. And so so I always appreciate hard times, even though I don't like living through them. I always like to look back on Thanksgiving and say, you know what, this is, you know, it's a great opportunity to be thankful for where I am, even if it's not exactly where I thought I would be. It's still a great opportunity for me to say what a great place to be and know that I haven't been alone.
Absolutely. As some of you mentioned about God, Tim, we all God's children. And when I say that, I think we're speaking about a few shows ago, and we were saying that how the elders, you know, we're mentioning that you're going to pass on, everyone's going to live a certain time in life, and you go on. But think about my grandfather's fathers. You know, so God is so far ahead of all of that. So we are children when it comes to generations. Now, as God, you see a lot of times, if, let me say this, your parent supposed to discipline you, kids, if they're out of line. The reason why, it could be time out. When I came up, it was a spanking. Or sometimes it was more to spank it. It was a spanking. But it was more or less when, even if you're got a line, you know, your neighbors was on neighborhood watch. And that means watch, it means doing the right thing. But when you got a spanking, when it was given a spanking, my parents, it was for this. Look at what you're doing.
Right.
You're going out of bounds. You're putting yourself in danger. Don't pick up the iron. It's hot. Don't touch it. You know, little kids, you have to, a little baby, try to reach your hand. Like, no. You can't, you know, and it's like, no, look at the baby. Well, little things like that, because now he would know that it's hot, or she would know that the iron is hot. Don't touch the iron. It's hot. You could burn yourself and never have a scar and get stabbed on them for the rest of their lives. But it's when our parents are, you get disciplined, so you can't make a bad decision. Won't put yourself in danger. And it also, too, it slows you down. So you get disciplined, you're supposed to get time out. Time out is more than sitting in the corner. Time out is for that kid to, now you explain to that kid why he or she is in time out. Some adults, we get in time out, too. We get time out. We get time out with God.
Right.
God set us back.
Right.
Because we're not doing we're in the wrong place. A lot of times you'll be going down the road and you get a flat. You get a flat for a reason. In your car. A lot of people don't believe that, but something could have happened bad down the road. Or you met this person that came through to help you to talk the conversation of something that was on your mind, or to help you get to the next path. These are things that happen, but let me go back to what I'm saying, because I don't want to get confused. When I was saying about the time out with the kid, you supposed to help that kid, like, okay, this is why you're time out. You're going to put yourself in a bad situation over here. So you need to stay in timeout and see what you would have done, see how you would have made a mistake, and tell the kids how they made a mistake. So now when they get out of timeout, they can move forward, like, okay, I'm not going in that direction no more. This is what I'm going to do. That's what God does to us. You know, a lot of times we be putting timeout. You was mentioning something about timeout and being, like, put in certain places. And, you know, we get slowed up that way. He slows us up so we can see better. And when that happens, even if it's a bad situation or a good situation, we still have to be thankful that he gave us a timeout. We have to be thankful. Right. So now we have another chance to put ourselves on a better track, on the right path. And it goes back to Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a broad, 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 broad topic, statement, word. Mm-hmm. It's broad. It's a never-ending word.
Right.
Thanksgiving, you look how long the word is. And given as long, and we have to be thankful, Tim. We have to.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I was, you know, I go with my parents. I was blessed to have disciplined parents and disciplined neighbors and the whole community. Well, my dad was little boys. He would get to the table, and my mom, and we would sit down and we'd say our prayer and we'd say our Thanksgiving. We'd sit down and he would tell us to be, let's be thankful. He would tell us that. My mom would tell us to be thankful for what we have. And then I couldn't wait till they just finished saying, be thankful. Because when they were saying, I could smell my mama's dressing when she was cooking it, ready for us at Thanksgiving, the corn, the cranberry sauce. My mom was so focused on eating. But no, seriously, you have to be thankful. You have to be thankful. And I am thankful that I had that in my life, and I still do. And those times that, you know, knowing to be appreciative. And while we've been thankful like we are, and then we have to let everyone else know why they should be thankful.
Yeah, I know a fairly famous lecturer and pastor, E.P. Powell, once said about Thanksgiving that he said, Thanksgiving Day is a jewel to set in the hearts of honest men, but be careful that you do not take the day and leave out the gratitude. I think that really is true. You know, you have to be careful that, you know, you don't just have the day and you just call it Thanksgiving, but forget that it's a reminder that Thanksgiving was never, it's charter. You know, Thanksgiving is not chartered to be only one day a year. Thanksgiving is something that should be going on all the time. And we just use this one day to make sure that we remember that you're right, there is a lot for us to be thankful for. And there's a lot that our lives mean. There's a lot of meaning in our lives that we can be thankful for. I know that my son, Josh, he turns 18 years old tomorrow, and that just seems impossible that he's turning 18, but I'm just so thankful for him and his life and the things that are in his life. And I've been married for 20 years, and I am just thankful for my wife, and my other daughter is 11. So you can look at things and you can say, you know, well, I guess I should put you this way, Stevie. Today we found out that there was an issue that we had that we thought that my wife may have had cancer. And we found out today that it turns out today that it isn't cancer, that it's not malignant, that everything that there's you know, something we're going to have to take care of, but it's not cancerous. And we were very thankful for that. But, you know, when you're facing the idea, when you, even if it's for a moment, when you face the idea of possibly losing someone, you realize that a lot of things in life just pale in comparison to that. And you are instantly reminded how thankful you should be for the things that you have. And isn't that I wasn't thankful for my wife before? But you know, sometimes when you're facing bad news is when you realize that, you know what, I've got to recheck this. I've got to make sure that I am thankful for everything that's in my life, my kids, my wife, the job I have, the people I know, even people that I don't know as well as others. It's important that we remain thankful about all these things, because otherwise I think there's a lot that we miss in life.
Right, right. And that's what I was talking about a while ago. You know, God sometimes he does things. Not sometimes, he does it all the time. A lot of times it can be little, but sometimes major, to give us a reality check to, okay, a lot of times we got to restart ourselves and clean things up and take a different path. You'd be the same path, but you'd do it different. That does, when it hits home, is someone that you've spent all your time with and you've seen your whole entire life.
Right.
And it's a warning that can be a major situation, or it can be a major situation that's a warning of kind. That's tough. That's tough. Then you start questioning. It can get to the point that you start questioning your faith. You start questioning. You don't care about it. You don't care about your friends. You don't care about. The only thing you're concerned about is why.
Right.
And those are things that we have to look back and say, wait a minute. There's a reason behind this. I'm thankful that we got a chance to see it before it happened.
Right.
I'm thankful that I'm here by her or his side to run this race, to win it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
And Thanksgiving, Tim, is we just can't keep on forgetting that, being thankful.
Right.
And, you know,
right.
Like you said, this time of the year, Thanksgiving coming up, is not enough. It need to be 5 times, 10 times a year, because
right. This
is a serious month that we, if you don't watch it, we will focus on just eating, and then the day is over with. Go right back to what we're doing and not being appreciative,
right. Kind
to one another. And that's what happens if you don't watch it. And we just start and get to the point and teaching our youth so they come up that we can, and the next generation, a generation mm-hmm. to come, so they'd be so much stronger in Thanksgiving than what we are today. And be appreciative. Be kind to one another. And just all that has never happened. If
right.
we get more than what we have today, it's moving in a direction.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're from Louisiana, right, Stevie? Is
yes.
that where you grew up?
One race. I grew up in Louisiana in nothing but pine trees. Pine trees, as far as you can see, pine trees. And it's a shortage of trees. No, it's not. You come down here, it's trees everywhere. Pine trees. That's right. That's right. I'm from Louisiana. Land of cooking. Land of they take Thanksgiving to the limit down here. They do. I couldn't
say
that.
That's what I was going to ask you. What are some strange things that you ate for Thanksgiving that maybe you wouldn't have eaten somewhere else in the country? Like, you know, I don't know. Did you guys have anything that was kind of local that was kind of a tradition? That's kind of a Louisiana tradition for Thanksgiving, or was it really just the basic same meal as everybody else eats all over the United States?
I'm thinking, Tim, there was some type of meat out that someone had in, I was in with some friends of in New York, I believe.
Mm.
I was playing ball and I bit into it, and it wasn't right. I'm still trying to figure out what it was. It's supposed to have been chicken, but it didn't taste right. It was Thanksgiving. And I'm usually a guy, mom would get the ham, and she would put the put the pineapples on it, and she'd have turkey too. So she would do turkey, and she would do the turkey with the ham. That's what she did. So I was just accustomed to that, and I wasn't really open to, and everywhere I went, if I went to Ms. Zeno or Mr. Zeno's or next-door neighbor or even my relatives, it was the same routine. Going to get turkey or ham. It's kind of hard for me to, you know, for me, I'm real picky about eating just anywhere, certain foods for as dinners and things like that. So it's kind of that particular question for me, I really can't recall. I just for something I really ate that I can be really specific on that it wasn't right. But I will tell you this. Here, when in Louisiana, you can go from house to house, and you're welcome to get a plate. No one's going to question you about if you want to get a plate or not. No question. Fix you a plate. Could you get her a plate? Could you get him a plate? That's all that's said on Thanksgiving. And that's what I do respect about my state, Louisiana, and where I grew up in my town. For that day, the Thanksgiving, yes, people, they definitely, kindness, gratitude is definitely there. And I do that. I do appreciate about Thanksgiving, because I was raised around good people. That when Thanksgiving when it was approached of the year, and we were celebrating it, we really did for Thanksgiving. We celebrated to the fullest, and I could say that. And they really, really treated Thanksgiving with respect. And you know, Louisiana, people just, they just love to cook, period, and they can cook. So when you come out of Louisiana going anywhere else, you're going to be kind of picky to a lot of people's food. There's not too many people out there can really go down like they can in Louisiana now. Now, I know you up there down in Orlando, but look, Louisiana.
Right.
You can cook a bit.
Well, I actually live 45 minutes northwest of Orlando, so I'm a little bit of a rural area. And the first year I was here, 10 years ago when I came here, my first Thanksgiving, somebody invited us over, and so we went, and we were eating the turkey and but there was this breaded vegetable that I'd never eaten before called okra, never eaten that before. And so I thought,
okay,
I'll try that. So,
damn.
Yeah, I'd never eaten that before. No, I'd never eaten that before. That was something new for me. Yeah,
that's fair.
So, I tried it out, and I thought, man, this is really good. And it was all fried. I think you could probably fry a toenail and eat it. I mean, it's just good no matter what. But anyway, so I got the fried okra, and I thought that was great. But there was this other fried thing, and I'm eating it, and I ate a couple of pieces, and I went, man, I wonder what that is. It was a little bit slimy, and it kind of it resembled chicken, I guess. I don't think it tasted like chicken, but it resembled that. It kind of had I'm thinking, what is this? So I finally was kind of embarrassed because, you're not supposed to ever ask what people have made. I mean, you're supposed to be, it's not polite to ask, but I just couldn't stand it. I had to ask. And it turned out to be gator tail. And I thought,
oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness. And so I had that was my first time eating gator tail. And so that was probably the weirdest thing I'd ever eaten for Thanksgiving, that's for sure.
Oh, wow. And here in Louisiana. Go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, what makes it even better is that the guy that we ate with, this family, he actually had shot the turkey. He was a hunter. He shot the turkey and killed the gator. So it was almost like we were being pilgrims.
I know. I guess that's the way you should do it. That's the way you do it.
I guess so.
You know what? I've tried any gator before. I never have. And I think I'm going to hold off on that too, Tim. I think I'm going to hold off on the gator. I'm going to let you guys eat the gator. I'm going to let you have the gator. My buddies have tried a gator and stuff like that, so let you guys have a gator, not me. I'm going to stick to basics, the ham and the turkey for Thanksgiving.
That's just me.
But I do tell you this, Tim, is that we have as a culture of people. We have to find ourselves and get back on track with Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
we have to.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Well, Stevie, we have a we have a caller, so let's see our caller.
Okay.
Good evening, caller. Why don't you introduce yourself and tell us what you've got going on?
Hello, I'm on.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on.
Yes, Melissa.
What's your name?
Hi, my name is Andrea.
Hey there.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
Sounds to me.
The topic was about Thanksgiving and our thoughts about Thanksgiving and thankfulness or gratitude.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Well, I just caught some of this show, and what I heard so far was about just kind of developing a better culture among ourselves about being thankful and kind of developing a spirit of thankfulness. And one of the things that I was thinking about really had to do with Thanksgiving itself as a holiday and the meaning of family. One of the things that I just kind of thought was ironic was a lot of my good memories, my thankful memories, especially around Thanksgiving, have to do with football and the camaraderie that my family enjoyed because of the sport, you know, getting together and watching like the Redskins-Cowboys games, those types of events during that time of the year where the family's gathered around and, you know, you get a good meal and your stomach's full and then you gather around the television set. And just finding those moments where you can block out the rest of the world and not really focus on anything else but the people who are in front of you. And I'm not really sure how much technology has to do with that as far as our detachment from family. Certainly years ago before the internet and cell phones and whatnot were so prevalent, I think there was a greater ability for people to really shut out the world and focus on those people around them and to be thankful for them. But I was kind of curious to see what your thoughts were about Thanksgiving, especially being that with football, a lot of that time you were probably busy, and how you found ways to embrace the holidays and your family while you were also involved in sports.
It's something she started saying that I totally forgot. I remember in college we played the Bayou Classic game around Thanksgiving, and we were playing a college game. It was a big game. It was the Bayou Classic. And it was a huge game between Grambling and Southern University. And even after that, I moved on, and blessingly, I started playing professional football. I was watching. When I was playing, we were always off on Thanksgiving. And we were watching other teams play. The Washington, I think they used to play that game all the time. I don't know if I was playing. I was off. But I remember my younger brother, Scotty, in Detroit. And I can remember when my mom was living and how we would sit back and watch the game and he scored his touchdown, man. And then, she almost ran out the house. I did too. And I thought I was fast. My mom was running faster than me at that time. And but the thing was that, I do. Those times I did, I'm glad she mentioned that. But appreciative. Very appreciative, Tim and Andrea, for those times. And with the family, being around the family. And, you cannot forget those times. Mm-mm.
You can't.
Teach them. We have to teach them. Yes, go ahead.
My wife is a huge football fan. As a matter of fact, I didn't know very much about football until I got married. I know that seems odd, and I'm probably one of very few people who could have that story. But truth is, I didn't know much about it. And I knew basically how the game worked, but didn't know very much about it. She is just an avid football fan. And so every Thanksgiving that I've been married to her, it's been 20 of them now, they've been spent watching football just like, Andrea, just like you said. And you know what? It is fun. I mean, we do sit around and we watch the game, and it's always Dallas and somebody. And I mean, it's fun. It's fun. And it is a lot of good times together. And you do get to kind of, for 24, 48 hours, you get to kind of blot out the world. And I think that's good. I think it's a, you know, it's a time that we can really have a good time, but then of course we get to spend time with those that we love, and it's a great opportunity for us. So I appreciate you bringing that up. We have another caller, so I'm gonna go on to the next caller.
Thanks, Andre. Thank you.
Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Vivian Shalal calling.
Hey there.
Hello? Hello, Vivian.
Hi, how are you?
Vivian.
Yes.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
You can call. Go ahead. Yeah, we listen to you. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
All right. Yeah, we've been talking about Thanksgiving. Go ahead. We're listening. Go ahead. You can talk. We're listening.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in and just say how I appreciate Thanksgiving and being with my family, and appreciate, you know, coming from a big family and just being all together and having a nice meal, or some bones don't have that opportunity.
Yeah. So now what part of the country are you in, Vivian?
I currently live in Michigan, but I'm actually in Arizona to be with my family.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
now, see, I'm
out
from the West
in
Coast.
Chandler, Arizona right now.
Chandler. Sure.
Yes.
I went to school in Arizona. Well, part of my schooling was in Arizona at Southwestern, so I'm fairly familiar with the Phoenix area. So that's great.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's built up a lot since my one brother got married out here and moved out here in the early '80s and lived out here since then. So. Really nice to get the family together and be all here together during the holidays, and my nephew's getting married, so I just am very, very thankful for all that.
Yeah, that's awesome. You cannot seem like you're very appreciative, and also too, with definitely gratitude, just period. And that's what we got to have, and thank you for being thankful for what you have. Yes, totally.
Absolutely. Yes, I'm very, very grateful for it, thankful for it, and just happy to be with a very good family.
Awesome, yeah. Fantastic.
Thanks so much for calling.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You guys have a great day and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy
you
Thanksgiving.
Too. You too.
Okay, take care.
She was
locked her.
She's excited. She's awesome. Yeah, she's, and that's, you know what, Tim, that's what we're missing right there.
Right.
Those two callers right there.
Yeah.
That's what we're missing.
Right.
That's what we're going to get back on track with right there.
Yeah, I agree.
See,
I agree.
Yeah, that's really the get. And
right.
That's the meaning of it, to Thanksgiving. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, well,
Evie,
I guess we should probably wrap it up for this week.
Yes, I enjoyed it, Tim. Like I said, we cannot – let's take Thanksgiving serious from this day forth and be appreciative. Be kind to one another. And you know what, Tim? You know, you have some people listen. They'll be like, yeah, right. No, it's not you're right, you're wrong. You have to take this time serious.
Yeah.
Because all you do is turn on the news, look around, look around. You run on the road, look around.
Yeah.
You're not thankful no more. You're not. But we have to get back on track for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed it, Tim, and make sure I'm going to try to, I guess I don't want to say I'm going to be greedy, but listen, this is the time. At the year, there's one day of Thanksgiving you could eat as much as you want. Now, callers, I mean, if everyone listening, you can eat all you want on this day now. This is the only day.
Right.
No doubt on this day.
But after this day is over, you have to get back on your. But this day, eat all you want. Okay.
Hey Stevie, we have another caller. So let's get another caller on before we wrap up here.
Okay.
Hey caller, who is this?
Hello.
You're on the Stevie Anderson show.
Good evening to everyone.
Hello.
What is your name?
Good evening. I'm well. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you. My name is Kim. I'm from California.
Okay.
And I just want to, you know, say thank you for all that you're doing, Stevie. I get a chance to listen to your show every once in a while, but not all the time. But I do get inspired. About Thanksgiving,
thank you so much.
I would like to say, you're welcome. About Thanksgiving, I travel quite a bit, so I'm always away from my family. And
mm-hmm.
I give thanks to that because I make Thanksgiving wherever I am. And I like to... just stress that to the public, you know, your guests that are, you know, listening in, that
mm-hmm.
you have to make Thanksgiving
mm-hmm.
wherever you are. I just wanted to make that note.
Hey, you know what? No.
Sure.
But that's a fantastic note because you do. You do. And I'm glad you called in and made that point. And because, obviously, you're full of gratitude, you have your kindness, and you appreciate Thanksgiving, and it's in your heart. And you were raised blessedly the right way. So you do have to, when you travel, wherever you're at during Thanksgiving times, and even not Thanksgiving, you have to have it wherever you're at. And I'm glad totally glad you made that point. That's fantastic. You do. That's true as it can be. It is.
Thank you.
And you say you're welcome. You say you're out of California?
Yes.
Okay, but you travel, so you're always moving around. So
I travel all across the
mm-hmm.
U.S. and
mm-hmm.
I enjoy it. But I am away from my family a lot, and you know I grew
mm-hmm.
up around the table with Thanksgiving dinner and
mm-hmm.
and baking
mm-hmm.
pies and all of that great stuff. And then I became an adult and got into some really really great opportunities, and we're traveling all across the country, and so. Having said that, I've learned to appreciate after, you know, trying to understand the first few years were rough,
right.
But
yes.
I've gotten used
yes.
to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Tim, you want to make a comment on that? But
I was going to say I was born and raised in California, and so I know that, you know, a lot of times I met people that were like this because a lot of people from California you know, there's a lot of opportunity in California to do that kind of work. I travel a lot because you're on the coast and you can easily get to other countries and you can fly. It's, you know, Los Angeles and San Francisco and Sacramento all have great hubs. San Diego even has a great hub out of it. They can go anywhere. So, but you're exactly right. It's the spirit of Thanksgiving follows you. It isn't just, you know, it isn't just the fact that, you know, you have this event. The event is not Thanksgiving. The spirit of Thanksgiving is in you, and to be sure that I agree with Kim that
you
what she's
saying.
You
should hashtag that.
Yeah.
Hashtag that the spirit of Thanksgiving is in you. I mean, it's probably too long, but I think that's great, and that's quite profound. The spirit of Thanksgiving is in you.
Yeah,
now,
right.
Some people are alone during the holidays. I found myself being alone, you know, during my years of traveling, and it's, you know, you have to make it your own. The spirit is within you, and you have to be thankful for just waking up.
That's right.
And
that's
having
right.
the strength to
totally
go throughout
right.
the day. I'm sorry to take up so
right.
much time, but I thank you so much for taking
no,
my
no.
call.
All right.
You're
well, thanks,
welcome.
Kim. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You as well.
Okay, and eat. There's no limit to eating on Thanksgiving, Kim. No limit that day.
That's,
you can eat all you
that's
want
right.
that particular day. Yeah,
that's right. Because on Thanksgiving, calories don't count. No calorie
exactly.
counts on Thanksgiving. It's a special coupon day. So, hi Stevie, we have another caller. So I'm going to put that caller on.
Okay.
Hey caller,
okay.
you're on the Stevie Anderson Show. Welcome.
Excellent. Thanks for having me.
And
thanks
your name is.
My name is Marlon Jackson. I reside in Arlington, Texas.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm excellent. Marlon? I'm just kind of checking up on some of my good friends out there in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah. This particular guy right here, Marlon, we go way back, Tim. This guy, he's a brother. He's been with me around my whole life, even though we're apart. But this guy's mm-hmm. been there. You know, we're gonna leave this for another show because we'll be talking to tomorrow about but the respect with this guy, it really is. But talk to
yeah,
him.
We got some stories.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. And we will. We definitely want to have him on and tell us some of those. I'm sure that he's got, because if we do it this way, you know, I got a mute button. I can just mute you right out, buddy. You can tell us all the stories all he wants.
Oh, boy, yeah. Yeah, but talk to us. What you think about?
Well, I was just kind of getting into the end of the conversation as it pertains to the spirit of Thanksgiving. I think that's the topic.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's a really, you know, for some people it's a really challenging time. For some people it's a time to gain strength. You know, I think a lot of us have loved ones during this time that reminds us and kind of, you know, helps us fall back on really what Thanksgiving is all about. But, you know, as I get older, I find more to be thankful for and to really not really think about myself but those that, you know, really are in need. It's very easy to just get caught up on trying to do as opposed to just taking a moment to just think, you know, what am I thankful for? So I'm very grateful for this outlet because I think it allows people to just kind of find that connection. You know, sometimes being able to talk it out helps you find that connection during this time in the holidays. Just like the lady said, you know, some people may find themselves alone during the holidays. But I think, it lives within us. It absolutely does live within us. I agree with that.
Yeah, you know, there's such a push, especially in the media right now, to forget Thanksgiving altogether. I mean, what they're doing right now is they've already got their Christmas stuff out. They've already got their Black Friday pushes, you know. And they want to just push us right past Thanksgiving. But the reality is, you know, the spirit that is Thanksgiving, that, you know, if we can figure that out, if we can start to learn to live like that, that makes Christmas that much better for all of us. And it makes the rest of the year that much better. But it's funny how the media just wants to push us right by that. They don't want us to worry about that. They want us to worry about making sure that we get the right deal and that we buy all the gifts. And that's not what any of these holidays are really about in the scheme of things.
I agree. You know, the media, that's their job. They drive opinions. They drive, they drive us to think a certain way sometimes. You know, you have to really be particular about what you listen to. Like, you know, I don't listen to radio a lot. Most of the radio I listen to is talk radio. So when I spoke with my best friend Stevie about this, I was like, yeah, man, I'm going to listen to a couple episodes from the past and try to get caught up and just try to chime in today because I thought this was the perfect subject, being that, you know, this is a time that kind of gets pushed along. You know, let's hurry up, get the food out the way, let's hurry up. People are asking for things, but really we need to come together as a nation and help people. This is a time to look around and see who needs help.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. You know what, too, Marlon, and I was going to say this to Tim, it's the reason why God put Thanksgiving first. See, we tend to forget, if you're not thankful, you're really in your heart, you're not going to enjoy Christmas.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
And right. You're totally right. Go and we have to go out and start looking around, helping each other. That's where the kindness and gratitude come in. It's in there. It's in the definition of Thanksgiving, gratitude.
Right.
And we're missing it. The nation, as a nation, like you said, we missed that. And this is what we have to find. The young lady called in, she had it. It's in her heart. So like you said, Martin,
right.
It's like in Tim, wherever she goes, she's going to shine. That's going to shine within her heart. And the people that she come across is going to start eventually shining them.
And that's what we have to do. It's like a, you know, just, yes, we have to do that. And yes, totally, totally. But the rule is not, but the rule now, more than I said, is on Thanksgiving Day, there's no limit how many, some of the plates you can eat now.
I have a feeling, Stevie, I have a feeling you can put a lot away at Thanksgiving. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that you don't have any problem eating on Thanksgiving because you've said that more than once.
I've been around Stevie and his family during that time, and I tell you, you walk through the door, they're handing you a plate, they're asking you if you want more, there's just food everywhere. So he's right. Thanksgiving, we do try to hurt ourselves as it pertains to eating. But going back to that subject about Thanksgiving, I don't want to cut that off, but, you know, it's not that you have to help 300 people during Thanksgiving. It's just one or two people that really need the help. Sure. If you can do that, if people would just take it upon themselves to help one or two people, you know, Thanksgiving is, it, you know, there are some people out there that can help villages and nations and stuff like that, but people that, you know, like us that, you know, are pretty common and work every day, you know, help somebody along the way. If you see a guy pushing his car to the gas station, he's 2 feet from the gas station, why not pull over and help him push it up there? You know, that's the type of...
Right. Exactly. A lot of people look at you like you're crazy, but that person, male or female, needed help. And they clearly need help, and everyone's seeing it. They just run right past them, like, yeah, absolutely.
Or maybe, you know, maybe there's somebody in your office, a single mom, or maybe an older gentleman just lost his wife, or maybe there's a newly divorced, you know, woman or man that that's going to be a tough Thanksgiving. Well, you know, invite them over. I mean, really, with as much food as all of us make, we could probably feed an army. So just invite people. If you know, if you have a neighbor that you know has had a hard year, maybe they've had some sickness in their family, or you look around in your church and there, you know that there's a widow that you know, is going to go without. I mean, you know, here in Florida, one of the saddest statistics just came out that that the poverty here, you know, has grown greatly in the rural areas in Florida, and where it's grown is among the handicapped and the elderly, the greatest of all.
Wow.
I mean, that's just travesty. I mean, we need to reach out, and these folks that have paved the way for us. What's the least thing we can do? Well, we can make sure that they can eat, and we can make sure that they can do the things that they need to do. And Marlon, you're exactly right. I may not be able to do it for all of Central Florida, but I can certainly help out the one widow I know, or my next door neighbor, or maybe both of them. Because I'm going to make a big old turkey, and I'm not going to eat it all. And so, unless that's TV, then we might be eating it all. But you know, that's the reality. You know, the reality is we can help somebody, and usually there's somebody right at our in our grasp that can be helped.
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, guys, I've got to wrap this up, you guys. We're at the final minute. So, Marlon, we'd love to have you back sometime. Thanks for calling. All right, man. That's all the time we have for this edition of the Stevie Anderson Radio Show. Join us next week as we will... Oh, no, not next week. It'll be 2 weeks now, 3 weeks out. It'll be the first week of December. We'll be back talking about more about the holidays, about life, and about the things that you can do to make life great for others. And so without any further ado, I just want to leave you with this last thing about Thanksgiving, and that is this. May your stuffing be tasty. May your turkey plump. May your potatoes and gravy have nary a lump. May your yams be delicious and your pies take the prize. And may your Thanksgiving dinner stay way away from your thighs. God bless you. Have a great Thanksgiving. And we will catch you next time, first Thursday of December 2013. God bless.